West Virginians for Life worked closely with West Virginia legislators to do something very powerful. Together, we worked to pass a proposed constitutional amendment, which will be on the ballot for the November general elections. Amendment 1 says, "Nothing in this Constitution secures or protects a right to abortion or requires the funding of an abortion." Its purpose is to cleanse our state constitution from abortion and allow the state legislature to exercise its rightful responsibility for control over the funding of abortion. Abortion would still be legal in West Virginia under federal rulings. What will change is that our tax dollars won't pay for an abortion, except in rare cases when the life of the mother is at stake, medical emergency, reported rape or incest, or fetal anomaly. The people of West Virginia will be able to decide whether or not taxpayer dollars should be used to fund elective abortions. Over the years, taxpayers have paid for nearly 35,000 abortions at a cost of almost $10 million. For elective abortions, for the entire 9 months of pregnancy, for any reason, or no reason at all. As West Virginia citizens, we have a moral responsibility to end forced tax payment for abortion. If you're not registered to vote, you can register online at the Secretary of State's website. It's fast, easy, and free. Go to ovr.sos.wv.gov. You can also register for free at your nearest DMV or using paper forms available from your county courthouse. Please consider hosting a voter registration event at your church or civic group. A couple of laptops in the foyer or computers in the fellowship hall can get a lot of people registered to vote in a pretty short time. Again, the website is ovr.sos.wv.gov. Please get your family members and friends to the polls on November 6th and vote yes on Amendment 1. Visit the website yesononewv.com for resources such as a downloadable fact sheet, to donate online to help educate the public about Amendment 1, and to order promotional materials including yard signs, window clings, t-shirts, and lapel pins. Again, the web address is yesononewv.com. yesononewv.com. We'll never have another chance to stop taxpayer funding of abortion. West Virginians for Life is counting on you to help with these efforts. Again, it is essential that every pro-life West Virginian vote yes on Amendment 1. This is Pastor Doug Joseph inviting you to experience the 2018 Fresh Oil Conference, Wednesday through Saturday, August 15 through 18, at Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Fresh Oil is a powerful encounter for people from virtually all levels of faith. If you're still searching, find an open doorway into a life of blessing in the kingdom of God. For new believers, receive a greater anointing for a deeper level in your walk with God. Be part of passionate worship. Discover your destiny by discerning the call of God on your life. Seasoned disciples, exercise your faith and gifts in service to others in the area of your calling. The gifts of the Spirit are to be in operation. For full details, click to freshoil.org or email info@freshoil.org. Or call us at 304-624-4459. Again, the website is freshoil.org. The email is info@freshoil.org. And the phone number is 304-624-4459. I'll see you at the 2018 Fresh Oil Conference.
Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WHAR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
The Bible, including in the New Testament, tells of women prophets, women leaders in the New Testament, women church leaders, and women preachers. And this is true in our local assembly. We have a board of elders. These are God-called preachers, and some of them are ladies. Recently, God used two of them, one of them a younger minister in training, my daughter, Adina Joseph, and a more seasoned elder on our board of elders, a lady preacher by the name of Hannah Sandy, who is very qualified with multiple degrees and is a professional counselor. The Lord used both of these lady ministers in separate instances, about a month or so apart, to speak to our church about grieving. And our church has just come through in recent months the loss of two of our dear elders from our board of God-called preachers. And so our church is grieving, and there are no doubt some of you in our listening audience that also are bewildered in the pain of grieving. And the message that these two lady preachers brought to our church is very beneficial, and I pray that it blesses you. We'll start off with the younger minister in training, my daughter Adina Joseph. Then next week in a subsequent broadcast, this will have to be a two-part series, we'll bring to you the message from Elder Hannah Sandy. But before we get to this teaching by our minister in training, Adina Joseph, we have some great music for you from our friends Phillips, Craig, and Dean. From their project entitled Let My Words Be Few, the name of this song is Pour My Love on You.
Yeah. are all mourning the news of the passing of a great man, Loren Godwin. And I won't go into it because I'll cry. I will say that he meant different things to every one of us, but I can say matter-of-factly that a positive impact was made by him on everyone that he came in contact with. And I think that is an awesome legacy to have. So my title tonight is going to be Lost and Found. Lost and Found. If you guys would pray with me tonight. God, we thank you for the opportunity to come into this place tonight. God, we thank you for your presence here in this place. God, we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. We know that you're so good to us, Jesus. God, we know that you have a plan no matter what, even when we don't understand. God, that we trust your great plan, Lord Jesus. God, when we have questions, when we don't know, we're going to turn everything into you, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for being in this place tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Getting a divorce, losing a job, being diagnosed with a sickness, realizing you've been left by someone that you thought you'd spend your life with, all of these are situations that toss you spiraling into this thing called grief. Now, grief has many names, and grief shows itself in different ways in different people. Everyone handles it differently, but there are a few things in common, and it takes some time for you to process the void of someone or something you held dear and close to your heart. And everyone in this room has went through something in their life that made them grieve, whether big or small, or maybe small to everyone else, but big to you. We can all relate to this thing called grief. People have studied the phases of the actions of people who have went through traumatic experiences, and they've broken it down into these seven stages. And sometimes several stages happen at once. Sometimes people go back and forth between stages. Everyone takes it differently. Sometimes in worst case scenarios, people actually become stuck in one and can't move forward. And everyone goes through it differently, but for all, it's a nightmare that you can't shake yourself from. You can't make yourself wake up. And it leaves others around you feeling kind of helpless and feeling like there's nothing they can do. And regardless of how everyone takes it, typically it goes about like this. Number one is shock. So the thing happens against your will. You didn't expect it. It's out of your little plan. Takes you by storm. It is sudden. And it hurts you. And the natural reactions to it are sometimes dizziness, nausea, numbness, silence, emptiness. Some don't talk. Some cry. You can't believe what you've just been told. And at some point, that shoves you into the next stage, which is denial. You can't believe it. You don't want to believe the thing is true, so you don't. A sub-state of shock, denial, is a condition where a person refuses to believe what is now occurring is real, or at least you are wishing it wasn't. You're wishing it was a dream and it wasn't happening. You feel fear of the change to your daily life that you know is coming, and that creates stage three, which is pain. Gut-wrenching pain. As the initial two begin to wear off, the reality sets in and it hurts. It hurts a lot. And at this point, people often begin to feel that their life has become scary and chaotic, and it's difficult to manage. They get confused, and that causes the fourth, anger. Why is this happening to me? Will probably begin to ring in the person's head. And without them really meaning to, they might lash out or be irritable with the people around them. And it's a hard stage that people often bounce back and forth to. Anger comes when you don't expect it to. Some people want to yell or just sit in a numb silence. And then comes number five, which is known as bargaining. The person is feeling vulnerable, so they want to try and get control back. So sometimes they're still trying to get what's been lost back. And there will be a lot of ifs at this time. You know, maybe if I'd went to a better doctor, or if maybe we went sooner, Maybe if we had fought less, maybe if I was a bit more empathetic, or if I had done a better job, maybe if I had prayed more, maybe if I had prayed just a little bit longer, this wouldn't be happening. And people start to blame themselves, whether or not it was their fault. They begin to feel this guilt that creeps in, and it slides you right into number six, which is depression. Depression is where people often find themselves stuck, like they can't get out, they can't move on. It's these feelings of self-pity and bitterness and frustration and hopelessness, and they threaten to swallow you up. You feel everything, and sometimes you feel nothing, and most people start to isolate themselves or feel incredibly lonely. And then comes the stage that, you know, the world considers the final one, final stage, the healing stage, the get up and dust yourself off stage, which is number seven, acceptance. See, it's where you finally understand the reality of what's happening and you start to try to like build your life back without that thing, without that piece that you thought was necessary before. And it's hard, but it is necessary. And the studies I read all had one thing in common. They all ended with this terrible, hopeless thought that it's never going to really be perfect from here, and you might still sometimes revisit anger and depression. They say something can set you off, and you'll never truly heal, but time can do its best. Time heals wounds is what they say. It's not real. It's a lie. Time doesn't heal all wounds. So I need to present to you tonight what the world doesn't have. The world doesn't know of the one that we know as the healer. See, sometimes time doesn't heal all wounds, you know. Some wounds are too deep. Some things are too confusing. Some things left you in too much pain. You don't know why this person was taken from you. Why didn't we get a miracle? Why are they gone? What did I do wrong? What did we do wrong? And people in this world turn to everything they can to try and find something that's going to fill that hole that will never leave. They turn to drugs and alcohol, and they turn to people and therapists, and they don't know where to go because there is nowhere for them to go, they think. You see, there is an answer that isn't temporary and doesn't come with side effects, and it's not going to leave you hopeless. The one who can heal them is Jesus. So let me give you a comfort tonight if you feel like you're going through a dark situation that you don't understand. We have the one healer who can mend every broken heart. He can put your pieces back together. He can keep you when you feel lost. He can find you when you don't know how to find yourself. He can direct you when you feel like the path is too hard. The healer. You see, when you feel that everything is caving in on you and you feel like hell's been let loose on your life and you feel like Job, I will tell you at this point, it becomes hard to pray. It becomes hard to stay focused. It becomes hard to distinguish what your purpose is and what the pain is. You start getting distracted. You start not being able to come to church. You find yourself in this place where you say, God, I don't get it and I don't feel like you're listening to me, so I'm going to stop talking to you. God, you're not talking back. What's the point? What's the point in any of it? And you start to question everything that you knew was true. You start to question the solid foundation that you were raised in. You start to question the people around you because if he's hurt me, then he's going to hurt me. If she's backstabbed me, so will she. Who can I trust? How can I not be just overwhelmed in this pain? And you see, your pain is not to death. It is not forever. It is temporary, but you have to understand that or it won't go away because it's up to you. You have to make Psalm 23 your anthem. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. My cup runneth over. You see, sometimes your cup feels empty. It feels like you can't pour into other people because your cup's empty. He can fill your cup back up and make it so full it's running over. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me because thou art with me. It says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, thy cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, no matter what is going on, he is the only thing that can truly help you, because he's the only thing that can truly understand where you are. He can reach you when you feel unreachable, when you feel isolated and you've shut yourself off and you don't know because you're lonely. He can see you there and bring you out of it. When you reach that place where you think there's nowhere left to turn, you're done, you bring it to him, and in complete honesty, you surrender all the hurt. You have to find that place where you feel lost so that he can bring you to a place where he gives you new purpose. Sometimes we have to go through things. It's like a glow stick. You have to be broken before you can do your true thing. I saw a post on Facebook about that, and it made sense, because whatever place you found yourself in tonight, however you've come into this building, how maybe you didn't want to be here, but you dragged yourself in. Maybe you almost didn't come. Maybe this was the only place you wanted to be. Maybe you felt like there was nowhere else you could go. Know that God sees you, and he sees the end product, and he sees the situation and understands more than we do. He sees what we have to go through to get to this end result. And we don't see it. We often don't see it, and it confuses us. But we have to remember that he knows, and he has a plan. And if you give it all to him, he can heal that brokenness that you feel like is never going to leave. This sickness is not unto death, is what kept ringing. Because you just can't be fully impactful in your ministry, walking around pretending you're fine when deep down you know that wound is still there. It is not of God for us to be walking around broken and wounded people. See, for our ministry's sake and for the sake of our relationships and for the people we're called to reach, you must learn to let God heal you. Sometimes we get a little bit connected and we get a little bit, I don't know what the word is. I can't think of it. Or you don't want to really separate with your pain because it's like your crutch. It's what you fall back on. This is something you've always had. I don't want to get rid of this. You say you do, but you don't. And see, you have to make that decision within yourself. If you want rid of your pain, you have to really want rid of it. Because you can't pour out of an empty cup. It's like I said, it's easy to walk around calling each other out for stuff, but it's hard to look inward. It's hard to say that you need help. And we can't fix anyone else and expect your marriages and your relationships and everything in your life to work out until you have acknowledged your own problems and you've given them to God. You might feel very lost, but he really does see you. He really can find you. And you can never move forward to the great things he has in store while you're looking back and you're focused on your past. So whatever your hurt is, I ask that you give it to God tonight. See, it's like with Abraham and Isaac. God promised him this thing. He was promised his healing. He was promised his miracle. This was his son that he had been promised. And God asked him to give it up. Abraham had no idea why. And he didn't get it. But God wanted to say, how much will you love me if I take away your promise? How much will you still love me if I take away the things I'm giving you? How much are you going to stay dedicated to me and obedient to me if I'm not giving you things anymore? Will you still listen to me? And when Abraham did that, he went all the way. He was ready to give everything up for God, and God provided the ram. See, sometimes God has to make sure that he can trust you without your promise before he can trust you with the promise. And that's hard to do. It's a hard lesson to learn. And these, if you guys will stand with me, these altars are open tonight. And if you're not feeling that it's for you, then I ask that you would pray with someone else. But I want all of us to do some soul searching tonight. God's here, and he's here to heal, and he's here to take away the brokenness. It's hard when stuff's going on because you feel alone, but he really can help. You have to take the step to give it to him. You have to decide that you want your pain gone.
Well, we're all out of time today, but join us next week for part two of our two-part series on a godly understanding of the grieving process. God bless you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.
This is Pastor Doug Joseph inviting you to experience the 2018 Fresh Oil Conference, Wednesday through Saturday, August 15 through 18, at Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Fresh Oil is a powerful encounter for people from virtually all levels of faith. If you're still searching, find an open doorway into a life of blessing in the kingdom of God. For new believers, receive a greater anointing for a deeper level in your walk with God. Be part of passionate worship. Discover your destiny by discerning the call of God on your life. Seasoned disciples, exercise your faith and gifts in service to others in the area of your calling. The gifts of the Spirit are to be in operation. For full details, click to freshoil.org or email info@freshoil.org. Or call us at 304-624-4459. Again, the website is freshoil.org. The email is info@freshoil.org. And the phone number is 304-624-4459. I'll see you at the 2018 Fresh Oil Conference. West Virginians for Life worked closely with West Virginia legislators to do something very powerful. Together, we worked to pass a proposed constitutional amendment, which will be on the ballot for the November general elections. Amendment 1 says, "Nothing in this Constitution secures or protects a right to abortion or requires the funding of an abortion." Its purpose is to cleanse our state constitution from abortion and allow the state legislature to exercise its rightful responsibility for control over the funding of abortion. Abortion would still be legal in West Virginia under federal rulings. What will change is that our tax dollars won't pay for an abortion, except in rare cases when the life of the mother is at stake, medical emergency, reported rape or incest, or fetal anomaly. The people of West Virginia will be able to decide whether or not taxpayer dollars should be used to fund elective abortions. Over the years, taxpayers have paid for nearly 35,000 abortions at a cost of almost $10 million. For elective abortions, for the entire 9 months of pregnancy, for any reason or no reason at all. As West Virginia citizens, we have a moral responsibility to end forced tax payment for abortion. If you're not registered to vote, you can register online at the Secretary of State's website. It's fast, easy, and free. Go to ovr.sos.wv.gov. You can also register for free at your nearest DMV or using paper forms available from your county courthouse. Please consider hosting a voter registration event at your church or civic group. A couple of laptops in the foyer or computers in the fellowship hall can get a lot of people registered to vote in a pretty short time. Again, the website is ovr.sos.wv.gov. Please get your family members and friends to the polls on November 6th and vote yes on Amendment 1. Visit the website yeson1wv.com for resources such as a downloadable fact sheet, to donate online to help educate the public about Amendment 1, and to order promotional materials including yard signs, window clings, t-shirts, and lapel pins. Again, the web address is yeson1wv.com, yeson1wv.com. We'll never have another chance to stop taxpayer funding of abortion. West Virginians for Life is counting on you to help with these efforts. Again, it is essential that every pro-life West Virginian vote yes on Amendment 1.